In the next 30 minutes, you'll hear us explode the Big Bang Theory, experience life after death, and discover how fate altered the life of ex-Beatle George Harrison. Illuminations for the fourth quarter of the Universal Cycle. This is Radio ROM.
We are going to be late, Bill.
Well, if you hadn't taken so long we getting ready, we could have been there on time.
Oh, you think it's me, huh? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's getting so boring driving. See if there's anything on the radio.
There isn't anything on the radio, Bill.
Can you just turn it on for me?
There's nothing on it.
Never mind, I'll do it myself.
Church Mrs. Paul Lehman. Lewis Paul Lehman.
The man changed in 60 years.
Now the commissioner will change, although Kuhn will finish.
It's time to play What's Your Karma?
What's your karma? What is this? Can I change it?
No, leave it.
No, come on, Bill. Bill, look out for the ambulance! Move back! Look out, Bill!
And now, here's the host of our show, Don Yamura!
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and for those of you who may be joining us for the first time, here is how we play the game. We have a guest celebrity panel, famous people who have died. They try to guess what's going to happen to our contestants in their next life. They hear little bits about them, and then they make their final analysis. Does it sound complicated? You bet it is. And everybody gets to play the game, so let's meet our celebrity panel now. Panelist number one, can you tell us, what is your name?
My name is Alfred Hitchcock.
Thank you very much. Welcome to our show, Alfred Hitchcock. And panelist number two, what is your name?
My name is Elvis Presley.
Thank you. Welcome to the show, Elvis. And panelist number three, will you reveal your name to our audience, please?
My name is Bruce Lee.
Thank you very much. And welcome to our show. All right, let's bring in our first contestant.
Our first contestant, Don, was just involved in a head-on collision with a truck while arguing with his wife on Interstate 5. A former doctor and chairman of the Euthanasia Encouragement Board of California, will you welcome Dr. William Gilmore!
What's going on here? Oh, those dogs are too much. Where is my wife?
There she goes, out the passenger door. But don't worry, Doctor. She'll survive. You, unfortunately, went through the front windshield.
You mean I'm dead?
That's right. You're here to find out your next birth, to discover what your karma really is.
But I don't believe in reincarnation.
He doesn't believe in reincarnation!
I don't believe in the law of karma.
You don't?
No.
Well, do you believe in the law of gravity?
Yes.
Because even if you don't, it still works. Time to drop you down into the contestants' chamber. Don't worry, folks. Even though it appears that we've just killed the doctor, don't forget, his soul never dies. All right, panel, are you ready to hear all about Dr. Kilmore's life? The panel is ready. Now, Alfred Hitchcock, let's have you start. Which category do you choose?
Our contestant has a very hungry look on his face, Don. I think I'll choose the category food.
All right, now, food is in three different modes. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. Here's what the Bhagavad Gita has to say about it.
Foods in the mode of goodness increase the duration of life, purify one's existence, and give strength, health, happiness, and satisfaction. Such foods are nourishing, sweet, juicy, fattening, and palatable.
Foods that are too bitter, too sour, salty, pungent, dry, and hot are liked by people in the mode of passion. Such foods cause pain, distress, and dis-ease.
Food cooked more than 3 hours before being eaten, which is tasteless, stale, putrid, decomposed, and unclean, is food liked by people in the mode of ignorance.
Dr. William Kilmore, here is your first question. What is your favorite food?
Steak.
Food analysis. The mode of ignorance.
He definitely likes food with a little blood on it.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Oh, I should punch you. Oh, that's a cow, you know. Oh.
Well, everybody else eats it.
And everybody else has to play the game, too. We'll be right back, right after this.
Relive with us an experience so totally mind-shattering that not one resident of this planet can even recall the horror. Forcibly trapped alive inside a prison cell made of human flesh and unable to move for almost an entire year. Discover Life in the Womb, coming soon on Radio Rom.
Let me out of here.
Elvis Presley, please select our next category.
Well, Don, I'd like to select knowledge because I just have to know.
I know how you feel, Elvis. Our offstage announcer will now tell us about the knowledge in three different modes.
That knowledge by which one undivided spiritual nature is seen in all existences, undivided in the divided, is knowledge in the mode of goodness.
That knowledge by which a different type of living entity is seen to be dwelling in different bodies is knowledge in the mode of passion.
And that knowledge by which one is attached to one kind of work as the all in all, without knowledge of the truth, and which is very meager, is said to be in the mode of darkness.
Dr. William Kilmore, what is the most important thing you know?
My job, Don, and I'm quite proud of my abilities as a doctor.
Knowledge analysis, the mode of ignorance.
Thank you, Dr. Kilmore.
An absolutely bloody horrible situation, him.
You put your foot in your mouth that time, Doctor.
You think you're so smart, Doctor. Oh, boy, you're gonna get it.
One more category, Doctor, and then we'll hear our final decision from the panel. Bruce Lee, which category do you choose?
I think I'm gonna select mind.
Very good, Bruce. Now let's listen to this.
Whatever one thinks of at the time of death, surely he will attain that state without fail. A man must elevate himself by his own mind, not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul, and his enemy as well.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to listen to Dr. William Kilmore's mind.
Oh, no. They're reading my mind. I must only think good thoughts. Oh, I wonder if they know about that girl who died from the abortion I performed.
You've been listening to the mind of Dr. William Kilmore. Now, panel, while you make your final decision, let's pause for this word.
Why do we wake up some mornings and feel like we can conquer the entire world? And then other days we can't even get out of bed. Understanding the three modes of nature. Coming soon on Radio Rom.
Do the scientists really care about life on the planet Earth, or are they blind men leading the rest of human civilization to the brink of total disaster? Science, fact or fiction? Heard only on Radio ROM. All right, panelists, let's hear your guess. Where do you think Dr. William Kilmore is going? Panelist number one.
Somewhere very dark and very frightening.
Panelist number two.
He's caught in a trap. He can't walk out because he killed too many babies.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Elvis. And panelist number three.
I think he deserves a good sweep kick into you know where.
Okay, now, before we do find out about Dr. Kilmore's karma, let's hear a little bit more about him.
Dr. Kilmore is the author of the best-selling book, Abortion is Okay, and he himself has performed at least 5,000 known abortions. He is a lobbyist for the American Euthanasian Association, has a wife but no children, and is a member of the John Birch Anti-Illuminati League.
Well, that pretty well sums it up. Dr. Kilmore?
What?
It's time for you to choose one of these doors!
There must be millions of doors here.
Yes, there are virtually unlimited varieties of karmic reaction.
I can choose anyone I like?
Anyone you want.
What the doctor doesn't know is that the same karma is behind every door. He has already decided his next life by the way he lived his last one.
I think I'd choose this door here.
Let's open the door and find out what his karma is. Dr. Kilmore, you're going to be our guest in the womb of a woman you'll never meet.
What?
That's right. You'll be staying for at least 6 weeks in the womb of Charlene Baxter, where you're going to watch firsthand one of the most advanced developments of medical science. You'll get to be the subject of an abortion.
Abortion?
Yes, doctor, abortion. And not just once, not twice, but 5,000 times. And then you'll be back here as our guest once again, because that's your karma.
5,000 times.
Oh, no.
Well, that wraps up another show. We hope you'll all come back tomorrow for What's Your Karma, because we've got a very exciting show. Until next time, this is Don Yamaraj saying goodbye.
Welcome to the entrance to the womb. Please follow the fallopian tube down to the uterus. Remain still while the amniotic fluids start to secrete.
You've signed yourself aboard a tour bus that is supposed to show you the really spectacular sights on your vacation.
Reality turns.
But the first stop is the cancer ward at the hospital. Is it some kind of cool joke, or is this reality? Coming soon on Radio ROM, Reality Tours.
On the board for reality.
Hello, friends. This is J.B. Hunter. Are you tired of driving around all day trying to find a house to move into? Well, you find the right house, but the neighborhood is filled with all sorts of strange people. You just couldn't stand living by them. And then, on the other hand, you may find the perfect location, but the house is a complete dump. The doors slam, the faucets leak. You don't like the fact that there's no light coming in from the windows, or there are no windows at all in the house. Well, we've got the problem solved. Using theories of how the universe was designed and constructed, formed by Albert Einstein in the latter part of the 20th century, new Big Bang Apartments has now revolutionized house finding. You don't have to find the house anymore. You just find a vacant lot, any place where it's clear. You look and decide that's where you want to live, and you move in the very next day. That's right, the very next day. We take all the building materials. You can select your favorite colors and designs. We place everything in the open spot, and then we add our own main ingredient, which, of course, is dynamite. Invented by the Nobel people who give out that Nobel Prize every year. And we literally blow your house into existence, just like our universe was formed. We form your living spot. And if it doesn't work the first time, well, don't worry. We'll keep blowing it up until you have a house standing there before you. And that's how our universe was formed, and that's how we'll help you move into your new home. So drop down today to Big Bang Apartments. We're really looking forward to helping you. It worked for the universe. Why not let it work for yourself?
While contemplating the objects of the senses, one develops attachment for them.
Hey, Harry, get a load of that. Woo-hoo!
From such attachment, lust arises.
Man, if I could land something like that, I'd be laughing.
From lust, anger emerges.
Hey, what are you doing tonight, baby?
None of your business.
Hey, now don't give me no lip.
From anger, delusion.
I'm gonna get that chick. I'll teach her a lesson.
Hey, cool down now, man.
Hey, get your hands off me.
From delusion, bewilderment of memory.
Oh, where you going, man? We gotta meet Rodriguez here.
Hey, forget it. I'm gonna get a hold of that chick.
When the memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost.
Hey, come here. You want to talk to you?
Get your hands off me. Oh, please!
Come here, woman. I want to talk to you.
When the intelligence is lost, one falls down into the material pool.
I have apprehended the suspect for an attempted rape, and I have him on a code 26A. He's in the confinement in the rear of the vehicle.
Hey, come on, man. Hey, let me out of here.
Forget it, son. You're in a grand illusion.
Bringing you a manifesto of consciousness. This is Radio ROM.
If you would like to understand more about the themes presented in our show, write for your free booklet to Radio ROM, Box 206, Visalia, California. We are all accustomed to observe the cycle of winter, spring, summer, and fall each year. But most people are unaware that our universe also undergoes seasonal changes, each quarter of which involves vast eons of time. At present, we are situated 5,000 years into the fourth quarter of the universal cycle. 427,000 years of winter. Listen to Radio ROM for the Age of Kali.
You were deep inside your mother, waiting for the gift of life. How would you have felt, my brother, when you saw the surgeon's knife? Secure and sure that she was kind, protected there within her womb. What kind of thoughts would cross your mind? Betrayed and slaughtered in that tomb, without a struggle or a fight. Disposed of like some strange disease. If you had never seen daylight, would you be living as you please? For out of sight is out of mind, and you may think that none can see. But in your heart, the judge will find you guilty of murder, first degree. Guilty of murder, first degree. Guilty of murder, first degree.
Can I take your order, sir?
What kind of soup have you got?
We have beef broth and primordial.
What?
Beef broth and primordial soup.
What's in the primordial?
Just your basic soup. It's got amino acid noodles.
Could you find out for
sure? And it's got some...
I'm a vegetarian.
Well, the chef doesn't make the primordial.
Well, if it's from a can, I don't
want... No. It's not from a can, sir. I don't know who makes it. It's just there every morning.
Well, somebody must make it.
I know somebody must make it, but I don't know who. We just come in every morning, it's made. Anyway, we sell a lot of it. People like it. Kids from the college practically finish off the whole batch every lunch rush.
You mean to tell me that nobody knows who makes the primordial soup?
Now, what would you like to order?
Skip the soup. What's your special for the
day? Have you tried our missing link sausages?
Forget it.
It's from the famous Piltdown recipe. You'll love it.
Forget it.
Gloria, what seems to be the trouble with this fellow?
Well, some people just can't buy our primordial soup.
Don't worry. As long as they're in the minority, we'll be all right.
Primordial soup. Nobody makes it.
The spiritual evolution of Beatle George Harrison is much like his music, mysterious and mystical. Most people were aware of George's enchantment with Indian sounds when they heard him playing the sitar on the albums Help and Rubber Soul. But even in the earlier years of his career, unknown to George himself, destiny was spelling out his fate with subliminal prophecy. The first club that the Beatles performed at in Hamburg, Germany, was called the Indra, the name of the demigod of heaven in Indian philosophy. The first guitars and amplifiers used by the Beatles were manufactured by Vox. Vox is the Sanskrit word for the name of the goddess of music in Indian culture. Is it any wonder that George Harrison so fervently sang these words? When the Beatles finally did travel to the subcontinent of India, they sat in meditation with the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, but later described him as bogus.
And nobody seems to like him. They can tell what he wants to do. And he never shows his feelings, but the full moon on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
Oh. Although rejecting the Maharishi, George did not give up the idea that Indian culture possessed some secrets worth uncovering. Once while John Lennon and George were sailing on a yacht, John, who was toying with the piano, started to sing the Hare Krishna chant, and George joined in. The chant struck a chord, and they continued for 8 hours non-stop. Then one evening, when George was at a party, Grateful Dead manager Rock Scully arrived with an old college friend of his, Sam Spearstra. Over the years, Sam had been practicing yoga and mysticism, and especially chanting. He had even adopted the shaven head and robes of an Indian monk. When George spied him entering the party, George immediately ran up to Sam and declared, I've been wanting to talk to one of you fellows. It wasn't long after that George was beside himself with joy. Here was the ancient system of meditation he had longed for, complete and so simple. Unknown to many, George started a regular practice of chanting, adopted a vegetarian diet, and produced an album on the Apple label with the previously unheard-of group called the Radha Krishna Temple. One of the songs, consisting entirely of chanting, went to the number one spot on the British chart and stayed there for several weeks.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
In a display of humanitarian compassion, George, along with Ravi Shankar, staged the concert for Bangladesh and raised $500,000 for the starving people of that country. A spiritual metamorphosis had taken place. The Liverpool lad now adorned all his albums with the sacred syllable Om. The record jacket for living in the material world depicted Lord Krishna and his friend Arjuna in battle. George donated a mansion to Bhaktivedanta Swami, the scholar and saint who had brought the message of Krishna to the West. In his introduction to the book entitled Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, George Harrison writes, "By serving God through each thought, word, and deed, and by chanting his holy names, the devotee quickly develops God consciousness. All you need is love." Twelve years have passed since the days when it appeared that the East and West had finally met and become good friends. And the shy beetle continued his inner meditations, song after song, reflecting his ever-deepening realizations. And millions the world over declared that they found joy and tranquility in George Harrison's music. Thousands have credited him as being a spokesman and guide for seekers on the path of universal peace.
You are my friend.
William Benedict and the League of Devotees would like to thank our listeners for joining us on Radio ROM.